I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 14th. City, state, and federal officials will all gather at the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy this morning to kick off construction of a new MBTA bus maintenance facility. Governor Baker, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito, Transportation Secretary Jamie Tesler, MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Stephen Lynch, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, and House Speaker Ron Mariano are all expected to gather at 9:30 this morning to mark the beginning of that project that will highlight the state's plans to make investments through the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. The new bus maintenance facility will be designed to accommodate 120 buses and will be able to service hybrid and electric buses. The T bought that 13-acre site for $38 million, and the new bus garage will cost upwards of $300 million. The Lowe's building will be torn down, and a new facility is expected to be completed by late 2024. Governor Baker signed a $101 million supplemental budget to offer more resources during the pandemic. Baker signed off on the legislation's spending in full on Saturday. The supplemental budget put $76 million toward face masks, COVID-19 tests, and COVID-19 vaccines. The additional $25 million through federal funding is going toward the state's COVID-19 emergency paid sick leave program. The bill also extends provisions that allow for remote public and corporate meetings, as well as remote notarization. Baker did veto some sections of the legislation. The governor vetoed language that would have required resources to be sent out by the end of the month, February 28, and a requirement for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health to publish guidance on testing, quarantining, and isolation. The governor also returned two sections with amendments. The first extends a COVID-era waiver from earnings and hour caps for public employees who return to work for their employer following their retirement. Instead of a blanket waiver for the entire calendar year, Baker proposed to link the extension expressly to the current public health emergency declaration. And the second amendment would attempt to codify an equity lens on the pandemic. Baker said eliminating vaccination rate disparities between communities in 120 days is not realistic, and he plans to file an alternate equity plan to the state legislature within 30 days. The bill that included the supplemental budget also established the state's primary election dates as September 6th. A bill aimed at addressing the rising cost of prescription drugs, including limiting out-of-pocket spending on insulin for those trying to control their diabetes, has been approved by the state Senate on a 39-1 vote. 21 other states already cap co-payments for insurance. The bill would eliminate deductibles and co-insurance and permanently cap co-pays at $25 for a 30-day supply of insulin. Backers of the bill point to the rising cost of insulin, resulting in out-of-pocket costs that can reach $1,000 or more per year for patients with high deductible plans or who are uninsured. The legislation also would direct the state's Health Policy Commission to create a process to identify other drug price thresholds that pose a public health risk and recommend pricing measures to increase patient access to medications. Drug manufacturers that fail to comply would be required to pay a fee into a trust fund for a new drug cost assistance program to support patients with chronic health conditions that disproportionately harm communities of color and low-income communities. For the first time, the Massachusetts House plans to debate and vote on a bill that would grant driver's licenses to people without legal immigration status. If the bill becomes law, Massachusetts would become the 17th state to give undocumented immigrants the ability to obtain a license. The bill has been proposed in many forms over the last two decades, but has never made it to the floor of the House for a vote. Anna Vivas, a spokeswoman for House Speaker Ron Mariano, said he's working to secure enough votes to override a potential veto from the governor, who has opposed versions of the bill in the past. Lawmakers need a two-thirds majority to overcome a gubernatorial veto and push the bill into law. Viva says they'll be debating and voting on it this week. One man was killed in a crash in Braintree early on Friday morning. Police in Braintree and Randolph responded to the crash on West Street, where they found Lincinio Montero, 27 years old, outside of his car on the side of the road. The sedan they believe he was driving was on its roof in the roadway. Despite life-saving measures, Montero was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are still investigating. President of MIT is stepping down after more than a decade at the helm. 71-year-old Raphael Reif said he will leave his post at the end of 2022. He plans to take a sabbatical before returning as a faculty member in the school's Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Department. Reif became president of the school in 2012 after serving as its provost for 7 years. He's been at MIT since 1980, when he was hired as an assistant professor in electrical engineering. As president, he's credited with bolstering the school's stature as a hub of tech innovation. His achievements include the creation of a new business incubator in 2016 to help scholars turn big ideas into companies. Known as the Engine, it's raised $430 million for 27 companies. In 2018, he announced a $1 billion investment in artificial intelligence and computing, centered around a new College of Computing to apply artificial intelligence technology across all academic disciplines. Originally from Venezuela, Reif came to the U.S. to earn a doctorate in electrical engineering at Stanford University. His parents were Jewish refugees who fled the Nazi regime in Eastern Europe. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were down on Friday. The Dow lost 503 points. The NASDAQ dropped 394. The S&P lost 85. Asian stocks are lower today amid a concern about a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The dollar is higher, the euro is up, and oil over $94 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Hawks 105-95. The National Weather Service forecast today: some flurries this morning and then some clearing later, high only 23. For tonight, clear and cold, a low 20. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 29. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 42. And then Thursday, cloudy, but a high Thursday, 60. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds, gust to 25, high tide 9:48 a.m. Sunrise at 6:41, set at 5:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, February 14th.